Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him in prison.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. An outstanding, having an outstanding visit with our good friend, Jay Myers. Jay is the author of Hitting the Curveballs and his award-winning book, Keep Swinging. He's the president of Interactive Solutions, interactivesolutions-tn, is that right, .com?
ISITN.
ISITN. .com. So check that out, folks. Jay, we're talking about your remote office as you've just opened up. Not your first one. And you're sharing some of the ideas of some of the things that you got to do if you're going to be successful with remote office and remote workers. Because you got people out there that you're not going to be seeing every day. They're not going to be under your roof. And if you think about it, if you got a business that's a B2B business like yours, where you're calling on businesses, I mean, heck, you could have people under your own roof that you don't see for a couple of weeks, you know, because you're coming and going, they're coming and going. So that part of it's not that much different. But one of the things I wanted to talk about this time, this segment, is the personnel, because everybody is not cut out to be a remote worker, and every manager, every business owner, is not currently ready to manage people like that. Some people can't do it. They either never will, or they've got to train themselves to be a remote manager. And you've got to hire people who can work remotely, right? You got to make sure those two things match up, don't you?
You absolutely do. And I think that's a great point, Jim, is that you have to have the DNA and the whole personality and just the work, the traits to be able to do that. So as an example, my son, and not being proud papa, but just reality, he's been on his own for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's worked independently with several jobs for a number of years, so he's used to that. Some people are not. Some people will, this lack of socialization on a daily basis just kills them, and they just can't get it done. So let me give you a quick example. I'm telling you all the nice stories about Chicago and all this good stuff going on, that we've had these remote offices for, you know, the newest one, obviously, a few months old, but the other ones for several years. That's the good news. Let me tell you the bad news. We've had guys in Birmingham, a lady in Atlanta, Charlotte, Louisville, 0-4. Didn't work.
Wow.
Various amounts of time, just didn't work.
Because, what's the post-mortem on those? What do you think caused that?
Well, I don't think we did a great job of managing them, and I think that, to your point, Jim, the wrong DNA.
Probably didn't hire the right person.
We didn't hire the right person.
There are tests you can administer, aren't there, to tell whether this person can work. I mean, you can ask the people who are compiling the test, tell me if this person has the personality and can respond in a way that would make them a good remote worker.
I think that's a good point. There are some people that you can hire that can get the job done at first glance, everything, because they have the traits. But there's a second level, like that you're referring to, which is to be able to have the DNA to work remotely.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make that the person that works locally, you know, any better or worse than the other guy or the remote worker. It's just two different sets of skills, and I think it's important to recognize that. We just didn't do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
for a host of reasons. Sometimes, you know, when you expand to bigger cities in Atlanta and Charlotte and these places, it looks good and all, but glitter is not gold necessarily. In the case of Louisville, just our guy lasted, I don't know, almost 2 years, but it was just like,
yep,
lack of production.
So what is the most important thing that you learned in those failures? That maybe your failures are more instructive than your successes, right?
Right. Do your homework.
They usually are.
Do your homework. Make sure that this person is not only competent to sell, if that's what you want them to do remotely, but also that the further testing to make sure that they understand how it's going to be implemented in terms of remote worker, how what they can expect in terms of how often they're going to see you and the communication back and forth, and make sure they're comfortable being able to work.
If they've never worked remotely on their own, if they don't have any track record of working remotely on their own, does that automatically exclude them?
Not automatically, but that's certainly a red flag. You've got to be careful because people, it's just a unique skill set to be able to do things remotely. And I will tell you this much, Jim, even, you know, the way we're working, you know, the whole thing with offices now has changed. And even our office in Nashville, we're using shared space now and doing some different things. And even with that, we actually, you know, closed our brick and mortar office in Nashville to go into a shared space that really met our needs better, save some money, but also be more efficient. That's, and some people just like to go in the office every day.
Well, they need some. One thing that you got to really be careful of is even people who can work remotely can't work from home remotely.
That's also true.
You got to, because the working from home is a whole other level. I did it for a number of years. But when I did it, I got up every morning, I put my suit on before I went to my home office, and even if I wasn't leaving that day, I wore a suit all day long. I didn't walk around in my jammies.
I think the discipline of that is a key kind of situation. But I will tell you that the future, I'm sure for all those listeners out there, the days of the big brick and mortar offices have come and gone. So this is the way that people need to get comfortable working, whether it be flex space or
generational situations. Is going to contribute to that, too. Hey, Jay, good job today. Really good information.
Thank you.
I know you helped a lot of folks today. I want your website one more time, please.
So the book's in Jay Myers, MyersCEO.com. One kind of string there. And then ISITN, like Tennessee.com.
All right. Hey, Jay, good job today. Come back soon.
All right. Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
Jay Myers, ladies and gentlemen, a real small business owner, just like you. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Until it's gone, and I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.